Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the answers. No, that's not it. It's got all of the questions, but very few of the answers. My name's Kyron Wheatley, and I've been doing this now for 60 eps. And that should be in there. That should be in my memory by now, but apparently it's not. Today's contestant is Nina Oyama.
Hello.
Welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm amazing, thriving, surviving. Mm-hmm. Driving. Everything. Driving.
Not beyond the 10K limit, I hope. What is the limit in Sydney? How far are you allowed to travel at the moment?
You're only allowed to... Oh, I thought you meant I'm only allowed to go 10 kilometres an hour. I was like, I do have enough speeding tickets that should be the speed that I drive at. No, I think it's 5Ks for me.
5Ks. So you've just been doing bog laps around the 5K.
Yeah, I am like 10 centimetres from the beach. Do you know how frustrating that is for me? Do you know how angry that makes me? I'll get there one day.
And so you're not breaking that law? You're not going that extra 10 centimetres?
No, because I'm a real nerd and I'm scared of cops.
I have been thinking that about... In Melbourne has had these massive protests at the Shrine, and it's like, how white do you have to be more scared of a needle than the police?
Yeah.
You know?
The police should... That should be their weapon of choice is the coronavirus vaccine. I think a lot more people... Like, that would, they would really... You know, make the
if we could get it in a foam, if we could
stop.
Get a COVID foam, that'd lock them down.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been doing any Zoom quizzes during your Australian lockdown?
No, I would never cheat on Wax Quizzical. It's the love of my life, Zoom quiz. I don't, what, how dare you, Kyron? I would never. No, I haven't done any Zoom quizzes. Probably because I'm not about the pursuit of knowledge. I don't know if you noticed this about me. I'm about the pursuit of being a fuckhead. So I've just been getting really drunk. So good luck to everybody that's helping me. I will rely heavily on your brains.
Well, I think at least one member of our Brains Trust is in the pursuit of knowledge.
Good.
Because they are the head of their drama club. It's a big hello to Brendan McNewitt-Smith.
Hi. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, thank you so much for coming along, taking time out from...
This is literally so random.
Yeah. Well, I imagine you've got probably quite a busy schedule as the head of the drama club at your... what school?
Yeah, we're actually currently restaging a modern retelling of Romeo and Juliet.
Is it gender flipped?
It's going to be gender flipped and everyone's bisexual.
Ooh.
Yeah, and no one dies, they all get cancelled.
Wow, groundbreaking. Yeah.
Wow.
So actually, Romeo and Juliet, they actually cancel each other out at the end.
And so are you in it? Are you directing? Are you producing?
I'm directing it. And it's kind of a comment on sort of social media and also the pandemic.
Well, the way Shakespeare intended.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like if Shakespeare was alive now, you know, you think about what he would be writing, you know?
Mm.
I think he'd be like lit on Twitter. So that's just my theories on that.
Old Billy Shakes, at Billy Shakes 69
at Billy Shakes,
or something.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, Shakespeare, he wrote like King Lear in the middle of the plague.
Haven't read it.
Oh, don't know that one.
I'm mainly into Romeo and Juliet, and I've kind of only read that one.
Oh, you have read it.
But I think it's probably the best one.
You've seen Baz Luhrmann's version?
Like, oh, so I haven't read it. I've watched the movie. I've watched that movie.
Well, it's a great film, isn't it?
I love Leonardo DiCaprio. He's my idol. I think he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, obviously more attracted to Claire Danes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I just think, like, Leo would be like a dude that I could just hang out with.
Yeah. Yeah. And so and that's why you've got him on my poster wall? On your wall behind you there.
Yeah. Yeah. That shirtless picture of him at the beach, is that's the one?
Just because that's the body I want for summer.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
And then these posters, these are like, that's what I want my pecs to look like for summer.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I want my glutes. I've been working hard on my glutes.
Yeah.
You do have a lot of shirtless pictures of men on your wall.
Is there a way I can fog my background? Hold on.
Yeah. So Brendan's here. Thank you for being here, Brendan. McNewitt Smith. The hyphen name there. It's important to keep the Smith name running, isn't it?
Mum was adamant.
Yeah.
She's,
we can't lose the Smith name.
One of the only Smiths kind of left in our area, and she didn't want it to kind of, I don't know, die with her. So I respect
that's great.
My mum's lit.
Yeah, and now you'll be able to carry on that family name with your children that you have with a woman.
Yeah. Or like, because it's interesting because, like, I don't know, like, I just think, like, the way the Greeks used to live, they were kind of just like, you know, they just were like fluid or whatever. Anyway,
we can move on. Well, anyway, thank you, Brendan, for being here. But the Brains Trust, Nina, does not end there. It's also a very big hello to Tyrone, the Chomp T-Rex. Hey, Tyrone.
Oh, hey, mates. Hello, hello, hello. Good to be here.
I haven't had a chomp in so... Like, I think I was in school the last time I had a chomp.
Dagger to my heart to hear that. Kyron, because as a brand ambassador, I'm trying to get the chomp name back out there.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been a tough time. Because, I mean, kids are a huge market for the chomp. And with them not being at school very much this year, have sales been down?
Sales have been steady, Kyron. They've been steady. People love that the Australian chomp consists of a layer of wafer, a caramel, and a coating of compound chocolate. They love it. It's a monster chew.
It's true. I can confirm I have only been subsisting on chomps during this pandemic. And I might be single-handedly keeping the industry afloat. I will say, if you let me down, Tyrone, I will stop consuming chomps. Out of revenge.
Well, I would never let you down. I'm not like that fucking koala. I will find that caramello koala and I will kill him with my little T-Rex arms.
Down at head office at Chomp, is there that kind of dog-eat-dog mentality in the chocolate world?
Do you mean dog-chomp-dog, Kyron?
I mean, sorry. I'm so sorry. Dog-chomp-dog?
Yeah, it's brutal out there. This koala, he's been in hiding For 10 years now. I've not seen this caramello koala show his face around these parts.
Wow.
And it's because he knows he's losing the battle. People don't care about him anymore. They love chomps.
Wow.
I have a marketing pitch for Chomp because I think the reason the caramello koala is so iconic is it's part of those charity boxes. Like, you know, at school, how you have the charity boxes, they got Freddos and caramello koalas. Where is the chomp?
We are good enough without needing pity boxes.
Ah, the economy of scarcity. Respect.
Yep. He stands strong. Yeah. Bottom shelf at Coles, best place to be.
Do you love a chomp, Brendan? Do you chomp down?
We don't have chomps in New Zealand, so I'm just kind of catching up with the language.
With the chomps.
But I guess it's like, I'm guessing it's like a dinosaur chocolate.
Yeah.
Is it in the shape of a dino? It
comes in the shape of a rectangle, I believe.
Like a log.
Yeah. If I had to get geometrical with it.
Very flat.
But it's how long is it in terms of inches?
Oh, 12?
Oh, that's long.
Oh, the 12 inch?
Do you measure everything in inches?
It's an easy, you know, reference for
It's an easy reference to go off, yeah. And I can see you've got a ruler there on the wall.
Yeah, it's just a 6-inch ruler.
It's good to have goals. Question number one.
Oh, all right.
Dog Trumpet is the band of Peter O'Doherty and his musician and artist brother, Chris, who is also known by what name? Has Dog Trumpet come up on your Spotify, Nina Oyama?
No.
No?
Not
what's
at
on your
all.
What's on your Spotify high rotation at the moment?
You don't want to know. It's too sad. It's
Phoebe
Bridges and Julian Baker.
Ooh.
Really like sad. No, just kidding, guys. It's like Kylie Minogue.
I love her.
Oh, do you? Interesting. I'm sure that's not.
I love her music.
Yeah, I love her music.
I love her music.
And her hot, sexy female form.
Oh, yeah, she's a mega babe as well.
Yeah, you just can't get her out of your head.
Exactly.
And
she's in all of my wet dreams.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And if you're wondering, I'm literally having them once a week because of her.
Wow, because of her?
Yeah.
100%.
Wow, and are you able to bring Kylie into Romeo and Juliet at all?
We are doing a lip sync for your life. that is how Tybalt dies. He has to sashay away.
Wow. That's great.
It's a modern retelling.
What about Dog Trumpet, Brendan? Has that?
My Spotify playlist is mainly, you know, the score of Rent, you know, one of my favorite musicals. It is, you know, lots of RuPaul, obviously, because that's what all my friends are listening to. So I've never heard of Dog Trumpet before. Peter O'Doherty.
And his musician and artist brother, Chris.
Does he have eyeliner?
Did he used to date Kate Moss for like a really long time?
She is so hot.
You like Kate Moss?
I love any models.
Women.
They make my dreams the most wet.
Yeah.
I've actually got to check in with the head office now because I don't think they knew that this would be a rude podcast. And I'm not convinced it's in line with the Trump brand.
Right. So you wouldn't normally bring up wet dreams.
It's not within our marketing guidelines.
We need to normalize wet dreams. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think the key to this question is going to be musician and artist. You know, I think so if we can think of any musician who's also an artist.
Banksy.
Is that a musician? Could be.
So cool. His stuff is layered and deep.
Oh, you're a fan of Banksy?
Have you seen that one where he's sweeping stuff under a curtain that's a brick wall? And it's almost like as a society, you know, sometimes we sweep things. I think, anyway, this is my interpretation.
Yeah.
That sometimes we sweep away conversations.
Wow.
And there's this other great one of like two cops kissing.
The two male cops kissing?
I didn't see that. I just saw two cops kissing. I thought that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's why I've got it on my wall. I made my own version. And it's Chris Hemsworth kissing Liam Hemsworth. And they're cops.
His brother.
Oh,
brothers.
Wow.
Brothers.
It's not a sexuality thing. It's like, why can't dudes just... You'd kiss your mum goodnight. And why can't these two brothers kiss each other out of respect? Liam goes, you did well today, and gave him a kiss. That's it. It's not a gay thing.
I'll put Banksy. Question number two. Who was Emperor of Japan during World War II? Who was Emperor of Japan during World War II?
I fucking should know this. I hate myself right now.
Well, the great thing is, Nina, that we have someone who's in school right now. What year are you in, Brendan, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
I'm year 11.
You're 11.
So I'm 15.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Hang on. You're 15 and you're in year 11. Were you accelerated?
I'm 15 or 16.
Yeah, turning 16.
Age is a construct.
Wow.
Don't be ageist. I'll cancel you.
Year 11. So obviously head of drama. You must be into your arts, your English, your history, your geography.
I love classics. I love studying the Greek vases.
And what are the paintings on the Greek vases, Brendan?
Just men wrestling, doing sports.
Yeah, so you're into sports.
I love ancient Greek sports.
Yeah.
The way it was always meant to be played.
But do you like to wrestle?
If someone wrestled me, would I say no? No, I'd wrestle back.
Yeah.
Because that's what my himbo heroes would do. That's what Liam and Chris Hemsworth, they would wrestle back. So I would,
yeah, they're very comfortable with their masculinity.
Our shirt comes off when we're wrestling?
Whatever.
So what? Whatever, normalize it.
So if you hear someone in the playground, if you hear like, stacks on, you're like, shirt off.
Stacks on.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that an Australian thing?
Oh, that's when, so somebody says stacks on and then there's one person lying down and then everyone lies on top of them.
Wow, that sounds...
Yeah, would that sound like something that you'd be, you'd like to do, Brendan?
Oh my God. No, I mean, yeah, that sounds...
It's okay, Brendan. As a T-Rex, I've never been invited to stacks on.
Like, when do these happen? Can I get like an invite or like how does it?
It'd be like at the playground. It'd be like at recess. Someone would like fall over and someone else would shout, stacks on.
And then everyone would jump on me.
And then everyone would jump.
Then all my best friends would jump on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And boys love to do it to other boys. Like that's kind of.
Really?
Girls rarely get involved. It's like all boys all the time, you know?
Yeah. It's actually a bit of a breeding ground for toxic masculinity, actually.
Was it?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, so I wouldn't, you're saying that I wouldn't be into it?
Well, I don't know. This is, that's the dilemma, isn't it? It's tough.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it if it's breeding and if it's playing into toxic masculinity, then absolutely I wouldn't want to.
But at the end of the day, it is a bunch of men jumping
just
on top
like
of each
writhing
other.
Writhing on the ground. Because you've got to hold everyone down as well. That's the other thing.
Would they take each other's clothes off, or is that not part of it?
Sometimes.
So, yeah, maybe.
Like a shirt or something. Someone's shirt might just like come off.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's like digging around in someone else's pocket looking for a chomp.
But who was Emperor of Japan during World War II? That is the question at hand. Did you study history, Brendan, at school?
I literally can't think of anything else right now apart from like 10 of my best mates stacking on me.
I should know the answer to this. That's the thing that kills me.
Tyrone, have you been watching Netflix during lockdown? I mean, what's your day look like? You know, you're at work. Was it 9 to 5? You've been Zooming in. Have you had to work from home?
Yeah, working from home. I mean, I'm mostly brand ambassador, so I can just kind of make my little Instas from home, do some TikToks, do a few dances. So, yeah, kind of get up, learn a dance, go skateboarding, big on the skateboarding.
I know you skateboard.
Yeah, you're a bit of a fan.
Oh, I remember the ads.
Yeah, a skateboard with my cool hat. I've got a backwards hat and a skateboard. And that's really actually building a great audience on TikTok. They're big into the skateboarding. Like I like kind of do an ollie and then I say, it's a monster chew. And I do that about 4 times a day. And they love it. Viral every time.
I actually bought my first skateboard like last week.
Whoa. We should go skating together, dude.
As a 33-year-old adult.
Never
bought my
too
first
old.
Skateboard.
Chomp. Does not see homosexuality and it doesn't see age.
Their non-stance on everything is so woke and also so problematic at the same time.
That's exactly the line we're trying to straddle.
Everything and nothing.
I'll put Hirohito. Question number 3.
Thank
the expression lo siento roughly translates to what in English? The expression lo siento.
Have a chomp.
Roughly translates to, is it have a chomp, you reckon?
I think it's have a chomp.
I think it's have a chomp too. I would like to solidify that.
Just lo siento, have a chomp.
So is that your global brand then?
We are actually only in the UK, Australia, and South Africa.
I thought you said we, as in yes. I thought you were saying wee-wee.
Oh, wee-wee. I do know a little French.
Just not in New Zealand, essentially.
Literally have never wanted anything more in my life.
Than a chomp.
And also to know what it actually looks like.
It is very unassuming packet. It's like plain white with like, or am I thinking of curly whirlies?
It's yellow.
Oh, sorry. I always get them in curly whirlies confused because they're both 50 cents at the petrol station. Yeah.
Back in the 1970s, chomp bars were sold in Australia with the catchphrase, 10 cents never tasted so good. So that just shows how far we've come.
Well, I've eaten a 10-cent coin and it does taste bad, so the bar is on the ground. Sorry.
Are you studying any languages at school, Brendan?
Yeah, I'm studying English.
Oh.
And I'm mainly spending a lot of time out of class and just working on this production of Romeo and Juliet. Probably to the detriment of my grades, but actually it's worth it for the art.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it? But Romeo and Juliet, is that not set in Italy? In Fair Verona?
It's not. No, it's set in the internet, in my version.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In my modern retelling. It's set in like a kind of Wreck-It Ralph universe.
Of course.
Of like YouTube and Instagram and you know, these like colliding apps.
Yeah. And instead of a plague on all your houses, it's like an internet virus on all your websites. Is that right?
Literally, I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
An internet virus on all your browsers.
But the expression lo siento roughly translates to what in English? Have a chomp is available to you to lock in.
My
or you
theory
go
would be
your own
stacks
way.
On. just pile
lo
on
siento.
Me. I think it's
stacks on.
Roughly translates to, can all my best guy mates pile on me?
Can we have two answers?
In a jovial yet kind of erotic way.
Yeah, if it's those two, sure.
Yeah, they're the two answers that I would like to pick.
Okay, I'll put have a chomp, have a chomp and stacks on. Question 4. What was the name of the hurricane that last month, which would have been August 2021, battered the US state of Louisiana and became the second most damaging and intense hurricane to strike the state since 2005's Hurricane Katrina.
I might actually know the answer to this one. Oh, should my we be God. Funny instead?
Yeah, let's go around the room and see if anyone else has been watching the news. Do you follow world events like that, Chomp, in your spare time? You know, like everyone was talking about the fact that this hurricane was a clear sign of climate change.
Mm.
You know, that climate change is having a real and actual impact on the world.
What's Chomp's stance on climate change?
Chomp has no stance on climate change.
Good.
Not even like one little stance. Like arguably, Tyrone, I don't want to bring up the past, but you are a dinosaur. And dinosaurs are one of the first, you know, living civilizations to fall.
I'm more worried about asteroids.
More worried than asteroids.
Yeah, so. Asteroids probably my main fear.
What's Chomp's stance on asteroids?
No stance.
No stats. Okay. No
they
stats.
May exist. They may not exist. We don't know.
But what was the name of the hurricane that last month battered the U.S. state of Louisiana? Do you know the answer to this, Nina?
I think it's Hurricane Ida.
I think it's Ida as well. We'll lock that in. Question five. Lutruwita is the indigenous name for which Australian state? Lutruwita, Lutruwita, is the indigenous name for which Australian state?
Oh, man. And why are they all language questions? Because I just feel like we're walking into a trap every time you ask about the pronunciation of something or the emperor of something. You're like, you know, it's stressful. You don't want to. I have a weird name, and I hate it when people pronounce it weirdly, and now I'm being faced with the possibility of hypocrisy. It's very stressful.
Here's some logic, maybe, that we could bring to this. Why would a indigenous family, indigenous group, indigenous nation have a name for any other state than Tassie? Because Tassie is an island in and of itself, whereas every other state is a white person made up line. So why would there be a name for Queensland? Whereas there would be a name for Tassie.
I feel like there are names for everywhere, not to poke holes in your logic of you trying to give me the answer, but I do believe.
Well, the lines would be different, whereas the line of Tassie hasn't changed.
I'd just like to say Chomp has no opinion on state lines.
I'm gonna say Tasmania because of the peer pressure. I feel very peer pressured by Kyron right now.
I've experienced my fair share of peer pressure.
Yeah,
you know, everyone's like, Brandon, like, just say it. And I'll be like, say what? And they're like, just say it. And I'll be like, shut up. Fuck off. And yeah, I'll like run around the block, you know. Mm. And that's my way of just like not giving into peer pressure. I just love to like scream into a pillow or I'll just blast some Kylie and I'll just like run a couple of blocks.
Say it. Okay, well, we're getting closer. Question number six. The medical term once titled Anatomy, Descriptive and Surgical was written by whom?
I love Grey's Anatomy, so I'd probably say
that. I was going to say Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, Meredith Grey.
Meredith Grey is an icon.
Yeah. In my spare time, hot. I like a bit of Meredith Grey.
So do we think it's what?
We think it's Meredith Grey.
Meredith Grey. Or Shonda Rhimes.
Did you see Bridgerton?
Yeah, I thought that was...
Who was your favourite character in Bridgerton?
I like the main guys.
The main guys?
Oh, yeah. I think, just because of the way they're tackling, like, toxic masculinity and just can be who they want to be. I love that they, like to fight each other.
Yeah. They're hot, too.
Yeah, a lot of shirtless scenes. Well,
that's, you know, yeah, I guess if you can think whatever you want to think about how they look.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll put Meredith Grey. Question number seven. Which anatomically named American costume designer won a total of 8 Academy Awards? Brendan, you wouldn't watch the Oscars. You're more about...
The Tonys.
I just thought you would have been into more like the... It's about the art. It's about the drama. It's not about the glitz and the glamour. You know, it's not about the red carpet.
I mean, awards are a construct, as is age, but the Tonys rock because I love just a tune. I love a big number. I love the musical Newsies. I love... just all those guys like running around in like suspenders and very high-waisted pants.
Oh, and a young Christian Bale.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Saying, extra, extra. Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
just like climbing on ladders. Sometimes me and my friends will just like reenact it, you know, and we'll just like pretend we're in Newsies.
Just pull up your
pants.
And
actually would love to do like a modern retelling of that, actually.
Yeah, with any sort of twist, would you do maybe like a queer twist?
It'd be like Twitter, oh, get your Twitter.
A Twitter twist. You know? Okay, of course.
Because and well, this news is fake.
Mm.
So you could think about that, because that's something that we all deal with.
That's absolutely so true. Fake one newsies thing is what you should call it.
Fake newsies.
One thing that always fascinates me about the Oscars is the gift bags that the stars always get. They're always full of these incredible sort of prizes. Tyrone, has the Chomp Bar ever made it into the Oscars gift bag?
Every year. Every year we put a chomp in there and...
Yeah. Well, that must become expensive. I guess it's worth it, is it? The brand...
It's worth it. The celebrities, they gobble them up and we love a celebrity endorsement. We actually are so, you know, proud of our product, we don't make them post about it. We think it's better to be a mystery. Are they in there? Are they not? Chomp is famously not made in the US, so the celebrities, they have the money to import them for their own personal consumption. So that's the only market.
I've actually heard that's why there are more Australians in Hollywood and more Australians getting nominated for awards now, is because the only place you can get a chomp in America is in the Oscars gift bag,
yes,
right?
They love it. They're flopping. Yeah. I have just been messaged by head office and they have told me that I can confirm that chomp is pro-homosexuality. So we...
Wow!
That changes literally nothing for me.
We think people should just be who they want to be, love who they want to love, and eat a chomp. It's a monster chew.
What about, because it is bisexual visibility, or it just was bisexual visibility week, any stance on bisexuality?
It's fine. We're pro all...
versions. Oh, great.
All versions.
I guess it shouldn't surprise us that chomp has approved... a sexuality that has no stance on the genders.
We actually super pro bisexual. They're our favourites.
But which anatomically named American costume designer won a total of 8 Academy Awards? Do we know any American costume designers? And then we could just lock in. If we know any, that would help.
All I can think of is Bob Mackie.
Who's that?
He dressed Cher. She's an icon. And so hot.
Yeah, all I can think of is like Alexander McQueen. And that's, uh-huh. I mean, a queen is a body and sometimes.
Sure.
And a body is a anatomy.
I'll put Alexander McQueen. Question number 8. True or false, cucumbers and melons belong to the same plant family.
Why eat a cucumber or a melon when you can have a chomp? You know what I mean? So no stance on this question.
What about you, Brendan? Any position on melons?
Or cucumbers?
I love cucumbers.
Mm.
And I love, I'm keen for eating any kind of fruit.
Yeah.
I mean, Mum always has like a cucumber just like in the fridge.
Oh, really? Whatever for?
Just to put in a salad or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, she'll be like, where's the cucumber gone?
And where does it go?
I think people just like to get them and just throw them across the fence. Because then the neighbor keeps finding these bruised cucumbers.
But you're an only child, right?
But I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true too. I'd like to say true.
I'll put true. Question 9. Which notorious gangster was known as Scarface?
Caramello Koala.
Evil gangster.
Yeah. He's a bit of a bad guy, so wouldn't put it past him.
A notorious gangster. Caramello Koala.
Likes to act all chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, Caramello.
Well, there's that song about him. They call him Caramello.
Yeah, that's ominous. No?
Yeah.
I have been messaged by Chomp headquarters. They were okay with the Caramello Koala chat, but they are looking to sponsor a queer theatre production. So if you hear of any going, Brendan, let us know.
And they said the character of Mercutio, sorry, I was like eavesdropping on the call, but the character of Mercutio... they especially thought could have some kind of queer representation within that specific character.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, well...
they were looking for a big gay Mercutio, is what I was told.
Well, I'd have to see if there was another school putting on the show.
Yeah, no, let us know. Let us know.
Our Mercutio is straight as a tack.
Yeah, and the actor playing him...
it's just... I'm not making a comment on it. I'm not bringing it up into the... Sorry, I'm getting that ringing back in my ear. It's getting. How much money would Chomp willing to put down on the show?
We actually have enough to take it all the way through production and televise it. So,
wow. Yeah. Like Grease Live.
Yeah, like Grease Live.
With Vanessa Hudgens in it.
Did you watch Grease Live?
I will literally watch anything Vanessa Hudgens is in.
We do have enough money to get Hudgens for a role.
In it.
Oh my God, this is
a lot of money.
Wow.
We do. We honestly, because we've had no stance on anything, we have heaps of just like extra money to spend. Like we've really not been putting it out anywhere. So.
Well, it's amazing then that one of the first stances you've taken is queer theatre. That's supporting queer theatre.
That's what needs our money most.
Can I just make a stance that it's the other people in the show, there's a few bisexual people in the show.
Oh, there are. So some kids at school.
That are out.
I heard a rumour that this guy like hooked up with his like best friend.
Oh, yeah. But which notorious gangster was known as Scarface?
I say Al Capone.
Well, he's a notorious gangster, isn't he?
Yes.
So we'll put down Al Capone. Final question, question 10. Last question. Which teenager won the 2021 US Open Women's Singles title? Which teenager won the 2021...
No, just kidding.
Did you watch the US Open, Nina?
No. Is that tennis?
That's a tennis.
I watched the skateboarding.
Oh, at the Olympics?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I wanted to be inspired.
You must have been into the skateboarding as well, Tyrone. I mean, I imagine you would have even tried out for the Olympics.
Yeah, I tried out and no category for T-Rexes. The little arms make it harder to balance the little arms are my real problem.
Because they can't really go out sideways. They always are sort of bent up and out the front.
Yeah, bent and out the front. Yeah. As you can see.
Often I see skateboarders, they're like more out on their arms and more out the side. Like, whoa. And they, you know, but it'd be hard to keep yourself balanced.
That was a great description of skateboarding, Brendan. Are you down at the skate park much?
Do you love to watch?
I just like watching, guys work out, I guess. Just I find it inspiring.
Do you scoot, blade? Do you rollerblade? Do you...
I roller skate, yeah.
Roller skate.
I got a pair of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been learning how to do that. I'll put on my big music and I'll just get out my favorite, like, lollipop, whatever I'm sucking at the time. And just whatever shorts I've got lying around of any length. I've just gone through a gross bit recently, so a lot of my tops are kind of coming up a bit short. Like, they don't tuck into my... And I'll just be like... tiny little shorts now because I've had a massive growth spurt. And I'll just put on the Kylie and just kind of skate around.
So you're getting your short shorts, put on Kylie and roller skate around sucking on something?
A lollipop.
Are you gay, Brendan?
Yeah. Oh, go on.
Yay! Brendan,
that's great news.
Well done, Brendan.
And now you've gotten a sponsorship.
Congratulations.
I was really wanting to tell my parents first, but...
Well,
I guess this is actually the better place to do it.
Yeah. Everyone tells the truth on podcasts. You know, this is where you find
the
truth.
Thank you for just asking me.
That must be such a load off.
I guess it's cool. I guess I'm going to make it my whole personality for like 3 years.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But which teenager won the 2021 US Open Women's Singles title?
I think her name is Raducanu.
Raducanu, I think.
Raducanu.
Yeah.
Raducanu. Is that who it is?
Yes, I think so. I think it's Emily Raducanu.
I'm going to say Emily Raducanu.
Shall we see how you did?
No.
I've done great. I've made amazing personal progress.
Are you expecting... Like, what are you expecting?
3, max.
3? Well, we'll find out in a second. Question number 1 was, Dog Trumpet is the band of Peter O'Doherty and his musician and artist brother Chris, who is also known by what name? You said Banksy, but it's Reg Mombasa. Question number 2, who was Emperor of Japan during World War II? You said Hirohito, and it's Hirohito.
Got it right.
Great work, everybody. I'm so glad we all put our brains together and thought of that all together.
Let's get that one out.
Question 3 was, the expression of Lo Siento roughly translates to what in English? You said have a chomp, stacks on. But it's sorry. It's I'm sorry.
Oh.
Same thing.
No points there. Question 4.
See, that's
what was
odd because that's 2 words for 1 word. Like, that's really... Our word was better.
Yeah, well, Los Siento is two words. Question four was, what was the name of the hurricane that battered the U.S. state of Louisiana and became the second most damaging and intense hurricane to strike the state behind 2005's Hurricane Katrina? You said Hurricane Ida, and that is correct.
Wow, chumps for everyone. God.
Question number five, Lutruwita is the indigenous name for which Australian state? I'm not sure if the logic's correct, but the answer is it's Tasmania.
Right.
So you've got a point there. Question six, the medical tome once titled Anatomy, Descriptive and Surgical is written by whom? You said Meredith Grey, but it's Henry Grey.
What?
No shit.
Wow.
So close.
We basically got that.
Yeah, we got that.
I think half, that's a point.
Half point. Half a chomp.
Half a chomp. Half a chomp for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, no point, but half a chomp. Question number seven. Which which anatomically named American costume designer won a total of 8 Academy Awards? You said Alexander McQueen, but it's Edith Head.
Edith Head.
Yeah, that is more anatomical than McQueen.
Question number eight. True or false, cucumbers and melons belong to the same plant family? You said true, and it's true.
Yes.
Hey. Doing so well. You're already on four. Question number nine. Which notorious gangster was known as Scarface? You said Al Capone, and it's Al Capone.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Ding, ding, ding.
This is, like, better than an Oscars show bag.
Which teenager won the 2021 U.S. Open Women's Singles title? You said Emily Raducanu, but it's Emma Raducanu. So I'll give you another half a chomp. So that's 5 points and a full chomp.
Woo-hoo! Yay! This is going to be an amazing coming out story for you, Brendan.
6 chomps and I'm living my truth.
So you're directing Romeo and Juliet. Looking forward to that. Cannot wait to see the...
It'll be online.
Bisexual.
Because obviously we can't do it
gender flip
in person. But I actually prefer the digital online medium, so it'll be a Zoom performance.
Great. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. Who's starring? If you're directing, then who's...
It's me.
Who's starring in it?
I'm starring in it as Mercutio.
Yeah, oh, so you're in it as well.
We've had a few pullouts, like, just because people can't really...
Are you still talking about the play?
Do it. Been a lot of pullouts of the play.
Yes.
Just sort of me on my own, but...
So you're playing most of the roles?
I'm still going to do the play.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a Tony.
Yeah,
Brendan, if you pull this off, you're going to be a star, boy.
I'll pull out and pull it off.
Yeah.
Do that.
And then Tybalt doesn't die. Just going over that again, he... has a lip sync for his life, and is so. And who's judging at that lip sync for the life? In like, do you have any local improvisers or comedians who would judge that lip sync for their life?
If I could get like a celebrity guest or someone,
yeah,
like a Cameo, that would be kind of like I could like pay like for it. I don't know if you know anyone who's on Cameo who could be like a judge.
Is Chris Parker on Cameo?
He should be.
He should be. Yeah.
Because people keep asking him to do birthday shout-outs, and he just does them for free, but it kind of ruins his Saturday. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I mean, if you could get him, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an icon because he's gay.
Yes, he is.
But he doesn't make it all about himself either.
Well, thank you for being here, Brendan McNewitt-Smith.
I tip my fedora to you.
And...
which I've been wearing this whole time.
I can't believe nobody guessed.
The straight
and
man's
Tyrone.
Hat. It's an incredible disguise.
And Tyrone the Chomp T-Rex, thank you for being here as well and taking time out from busily sitting on the fence to join us on the quiz today.
Tell you what, those skateboarding TikToks do not make themselves. So I'll be back out on my board straight after this.
Do you have any main customers buying lots of chomps? Do you have any?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A few sad girls out there buying chomps just to try and ease the pain of their lonely, pathetic existence. So, yeah, there's one in particular, Prue Blake, real sad sack. So, yeah, she's
right.
out there.
On the chomp, sort of frequent flyer, frequent chomper. Well, anyway, thank you for being here, Tyrone.
No worries.
The T-Rex from Chomp. And Nina Oyama, congratulations on 5 questions right and a chomp.
Thank you.
That's actually, I mean, from...
And a complimentary ticket.
Ooh. Oh, a ticket to your Zoom.
To my 5-hour Zoom
wow.
show.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
To Mercutio's Lament.
I will be there too. I will be at Mercutio's Lament. I'm very curious.
Is Mercutio's Lament the only thing you've got coming up, Nina? Or are the things planned out once lockdown ends? Do you have things to plug or is it...
No, I just... I've got nothing on. Maybe just like plug my Instagram because I'm there trying to desperately look like I'm living my best life, but I am having like mental breakdowns every couple of days.
So you can
I'm stressed about all this work that I've got. But if you want to pretend that I'm having a good time, at Nina.Oyama. I also get drunk in a park. So if you're ever in Sydney at Henson Park and you've got some drinks, take mine away from me because I have too many. Yeah, if you see me drinking in the park, make me go home.
That's Wax Quizzical this week. Thanks so much for joining. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.